Sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, Canadian Medicare is a truly amazing and beautiful accomplishment. It calls for the organization of our health system to be based on principles, principles that are meant to guarantee a just and effective system. Under the Health Care Act, Canadian Medicare is meant to be universal, accessibly portable, comprehensive, publicly funded. It is to cover all medically necessary services, and it was to be publicly administered. This is the crux of the system. It is the cost control mechanism. Medicare in Canada was meant to be controlled by people, not shareholders, and organized as a public service, not for profit. When we created public Medicare, Canada went in one direction and the US went in another. We created a publicly administered and publicly funded system while the US continued with a large private for-profit system. In 1971, just after Medicare was created, Canada spent 7% of our gross domestic product. That's 7% of our economy on health care. The US spent almost exactly the same as a percentage of their economy. A generation later, Canada spends approximately 9% of our GDP on healthcare, while the United States spends a whopping 14% of their GDP on healthcare. And their economy is bigger and has grown faster than ours. So in the end, the private system has generated huge costs compared to the public nonprofit system. In Canada, under Medicare, every citizen is covered. Tragically, for all of the resources expended on healthcare in the United States, 45 million people have no healthcare coverage whatsoever. In virtually every category of our health outcome, Canada has better population health care than does the US. With Medicare, we created a system that works much better. It works to control costs, it works to provide universal coverage, and it works to improve population health. What many of us don't realize is that Medicare is also the single biggest social transfer Canada has ever known. It is the biggest social equalizer in this country's history. Medicare has meant life rather than death for untold Canadians. For even more, it has meant enhanced quality of life and increased ability to meet our human potential. Any citizen born in Canada after 1971 was born into Medicare, and most of us have no idea what it would be like to live without this great social support. The more we learn about our healthcare system, the more we realize that the principles of the Canadian Health Act are incredibly wise. Each rests on the other, and each props up the others. You cannot remove one of the links without damaging the strength of the rest. For example, you cannot remove public funding principle without compromising the universality of the system or the accessibility of the system. You cannot remove the publicly administered principle without increasing costs and compromising public funding, therefore the universality, accessibility, and comprehensiveness of the system. That's why we are so clear in our support of public Medicare.